Keep taking notes. There will be a test later. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
To me, it's no debate, you know, and I know that puts me at odds with some people, and that's okay. I don't mind being right. I'm okay with it, and here's the deal. If your kids are not vaccinated, that's your choice. Fine, you want to make that decision for your child, that's fine, but don't put my kids at risk. Don't put the public school at risk. Don't put the public restaurant or grocery store at risk. In fact, in some New York counties now, unvaccinated kids are being banned from public places in an attempt to stop a big measles outbreak that's happening there. Julie Gundlach joining me, senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. Julie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So vaccinations, yes or no?
Definitely yes.
Okay, so here we are in this debate with these parents saying, well, vaccinations do all these terrible things to kids. Most of that has been disproven as just myth and not true. And so some places in New York, liberal New York, saying, yeah, we can't have this anymore. No more unvaccinated kids coming to public schools, to public places. We're just going to ban it for the next several weeks, actually. What's going on?
Yeah, so this is a serious measles outbreak. It is now measles cases are higher than they have been since measles was eradicated in 2007. So it is now making the CDC very nervous, and state health officials. And so you are seeing some strengthening of some of these regulations around public schools. Several states allow people to enroll their children in a public school, even if they haven't vaccinated. It's called the personal exemption, which means it's not religious exemption. It's not a medical exemption. It's just because you're an anti-vaxxer. And so states need to repeal those, if it's a law, sometimes it's just a rule, that needs to be done away with. You should not be putting your children in a public school if they have not been vaccinated. It's very interesting, too, because I even see anger from libertarians when personal exemptions aren't allowed. But look, this is a social contract, right? And libertarians should understand that when you put another person in danger of a deadly disease or a disease that can maim, that to me requires you to do the right thing by vaccinating your kids. So I'm glad that states are taking a harder stand here. I'm glad that many of them are working to really incentivize parents to do the right thing.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. You want to make, like I said at the beginning, you want to make that your opinion that you don't want to vaccinate your kids. That's your stand. That's your point of view. Okay, great. But that does not entitle you to put everybody else at risk. If you want to do that, that's fine, but there might be restrictions on how you are dealt with then. And that's acceptable to me.
Right.
I mean, you can make that decision. We're not going to tell you yes or no on that. But we are going to tell you, no, you're not welcome. You can homeschool, but you can't bring the kid to class here.
Well, you know, there is just so much misinformation out there. And then you have, you know, for instance, Kentucky Governor Bevin, he actually said, oh, I don't give my kids the flu vaccine or the chickenpox vaccine. And I actually, make sure that they come in contact with each other when one gets the chickenpox. I mean, it's not just from the lunatics out there and the anti-vax activists. It's from people who really should serve as leaders on these issues. I mean, what also drives me crazy about the governor's statement is that, look, chickenpox can take 14 days until your child is rid of it, essentially non-contagious. I mean, I know that for Governor Bevin, who's rich before he came to office, and now, you know, he has a staff of people to help him if his, you know, if his work family comes down with chickenpox. But for a couple that, you know, works for a living, it's not easy to take 14 days off of work. There are some... You know, it just frustrates me because there are some really practical reasons to vaccinate. In other words, if you vaccinate your kids with a flu vaccine or chickenpox, or, you know, obviously some of the really deadly diseases like measles, mumps, rubella, you're going to have an easier life. It's better. It's not as painful for your child, and it also does not require you to take time off of work. So I just wish that our leaders, including our political figures, would serve as better examples on this issue.
Well, we have this other issue because, okay, you've got the anti-vaxxer crowd, which is odd to me. I don't understand people. And they call me a denier. Weird. Which is, you know, I'm the denier, and they're not getting vaccines. Okay, I get it. But meanwhile, we've also got a flood of an ocean of humanity coming across the southern border. millions of which have probably not been tested over time.
Right.
Thousands every day, thousands and thousands every month come over. We don't know what their health background is. Are they up to date? Do they have vaccinations? Are they carrying disease, illness right. that is undetected? These are also concerns, are they not?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's so interesting to me because we have food inspectors who sit at, you know, at ports of entry and inspect the food that is being brought into this country from China, from other places, to ensure that it meets U.S. regulations. And they test it to make sure that, for instance, there are a tremendous amount of pesticides on the fresh vegetables, or that the chickens don't contain antibiotics or other medicines that aren't allowed in our food supply. And yet we seem to be ignoring the fact that humans can be coming into this country carrying diseases at great danger to U.S. citizens. So I agree with you. It is just a total lack of priorities and
right.
Just a willingness to turn a blind eye to what is a public health crisis.
Yeah. Better not have GMOs because those are awful. But don't you dare
don't get
a vaccination. Yeah, don't get a vaccination. That corn will kill you. Right, okay. The corn's going to kill you. The tortillas, because it's not GMO-free or what. Come on, please. Anyhow, Julie, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me on. This is a great topic.
There you have it. Julie Gundlach, Senior Fellow, Independent Women's Forum, How to Get Parents to Vaccinate Their Kids. Well, to tell them they have to would be a good place to start. You have to do this. That'd be one place to start. No question about it. Still to come on the program today. We've got Liz Peek on the way. Ron Rademacher will be here, as will Scott Robbins. All ahead here on the program. By the way, if you're ready to do something new and ready to start building your future today, you can do so at MichiganConstruction.com. Great companies looking to hire people. Could be $25, $30, $35 an hour, depending on experience. Entry-level jobs, $15, $18 available in a lot of different places. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Michigan Construction banner. You can find out more. SteveGruber.com. Click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner. And remember, you can also see the sexiest job of the week right there at SteveGruber.com. Why? Because I want you to have a great, productive, financially rewarding year. Go to SteveGruber.com. We'll be right back.